I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A governor in Niger evacuated 60,000 people from a strategic location this week due to a threat posed by Nigeria's Boko Haram. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says they may be looking for a fallback position. With a sudden threat of Boko Haram, Christian concern over persecution is intensifying. Put yourself in their situation and then
pray that they'll respond with courage, but also they'll respond with forgiveness and Christ-likeness in a very difficult situation.
We've posted some links on ways you can take action on their behalf at our website. Did you know that in the last year, the number of displaced kids in Nigeria has nearly doubled because of Boko Haram? Their families are fleeing to camps only to find them undersupplied. But Christian Aid Mission is equipping area missionaries with food, medicine, and Bibles. Because they're meeting physical needs, they're also talking to believers and non-believers about the love of Christ. With your help, they can continue supporting 30,000 IDPs. Look for links at our website. And it's nothing short of inspirational when a rural Chinese Christian receives their very first Bible. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says through intentional, repeated visits, they get to know the people and congregations they visit.
Bibles are very important. That's our passion. That's what we do. But to be able to go back to the same place and start developing that strong and in-depth relationship spiritually and realize not only are they coming to Christ, but they come to Christ with the same needs and the same affirmation and the same spiritual embrace that all of us need.
MissionNews.org can help you learn a little bit more. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The 21st century is four big dangers. Haggai Institute wants you to know what they are and help you tackle them. Get your copy of the new white paper explaining these four trends and what you can do about them. Follow the Haggai link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.